When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
Wow.
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 Wow. How? Wow.
Wow.
How are ya?
The thing is, when we sing at the same time, Zoom cuts off.
I know.
Cuts off each other.
Yeah, so you can't hear the other person. You're just kind of praying that it's working.
So we're perfectly harmonizing without even realizing.
It's unbelievable the talent that you guys are hearing.
You're so lucky.
You're so lucky.
Sometimes I wish I was you.
I know. I know exactly what you mean. I know what you mean.
And I'm like, I wish I wasn't inside of my brain, but I was living outside of it.
Listening in. Listening in. Watching. I can only imagine.
Watching, taking notes, maybe.
Even just like amazement, just like soaking it in and then continuing on with my day.
And just moving on to like...
And moving on to the next.
To my kids and my...
husband who loves me.
A rewarding job, maybe.
Maybe. Who knows, even?
You never know, is what it is.
That's what I always say.
Jesse, how the fuck... are you?
I'm good. I went on a date last night. A. B. I think you'd find this funny. So I got to the bar before him and I sat at the bar and there was like a bartender, which is typical. And so when I sat down, I thought he said, "You're a lawyer." And I was wearing like an orange shirt. Doesn't matter, but I was taken aback. Like I was like, that's exactly how I wanted to walk in. So I was like, wow, yes. Do I have that presence? And he was like,
oh my
I'm
God,
sorry.
Did he say, are you alone here?
And he was like, I'm sorry. And I'm like, you thought I was a lawyer. And he was like, I asked if you wanted water.
Do I and then he was have like, that energy of someone yeah, who and then he was, drinks water?
And then he was like, are you a lawyer? And I was like, oh, no. And then like he was like, I'll get the water. And I was like, well, that's the energy I'm coming in with. I expect others to think I'm a lawyer.
Listen.
Thank you.
That's so uncomfortable. But
I know.
It could have been much worse.
I was fine with it. I thought it was funny.
I had a friend once who was out to eat alone and he said, is everything, how is everything? And she was like, oh, or no, I think he said, is everything okay? And she was like, I mean, yeah, things have just been like really weird.
Oh no.
My boyfriend and I broke up 2 months ago. And he was like, oh, but like everything with the food is okay. And she was
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. The ravioli is dry. That's so funny.
Wait, so how was the date otherwise?
So the date was, it was good first because he's funny and it was good because he, like, you know how sometimes you notice that you're like in a conversation?
Yeah.
And I think I'm always kind of aware of it. I'll be like, and this is the next part, like, or I'll be like thinking of what I'm gonna ask. And I found myself several times until then it wasn't like it would just be like, oh, it's like flowing, and we're talking about like something so little or small that's leading to something else type vibes.
Oh, like it was just like a normal conversation.
Maybe that's what it was. And so I'm not even, so it was like a normal, good conversation.
There's about five people in the world that I can have conversations like that with.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. There were still like moments of then silence and readjustments, but like,
well, it's a date.
I think every time that would happen, I'd be like, wow, we just had like a good sprint of information.
Well, that's good. How did it?
So that was good. Actually, okay, so the way it ended is like, I can't tell if it's like so like adorable and cute or like what it was. So I took a train in, so he like walked me to the train, and I was like, that's so nice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess in my mind I was like, well, we're definitely gonna kiss, but like I also am trying not to, like, sometimes I like I force the kiss, or I like get anxious, so I'll be like, are we gonna kiss? So I was like, don't do that, just let him do it, he's gonna do it. So then like we got to the train, and then like he went to say goodbye, and I don't know if this, what I do is I just like, I don't move my head. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, if he comes in, I'm just, I'm not going to move it type vibe.
You don't move anything? You don't like give a little?
I did. See,
isn't in Hitch, he like tells him like they come
90, 10,
you go 90 and then they come 10.
10. Okay. So, but what happened is when I looked, he was going like cheek.
And you were like turning your head to try to get him to kiss you on the lips?
Well, no. See, I don't think I would do that, because to me that would be, if I went for a cheek and then they turned, I would be like, I'm so sorry. If I were going to go for, I know how to aim. So I would never, like, unless someone's straight on and it's slowly happening and then I turn, I just like don't. So I was like, oh, he's going for the cheek. Like,
okay.
He's going for the cheek type thing.
And did he go for the cheek?
I think yeah. So like that, I didn't move. So then he just went for the cheek. I think I said, oh. And then I was like, okay. Or something. Anyhow, but then, but it was like very cute and like very innocent, which I'm like, maybe that's like kind of, it's a different energy. So I think that could be his vibe.
Well, maybe that's
immediately after he texted me being like, I think I messed up.
Oh,
I think, you know, so
loser.
Like, stop.
I'm kidding. I think that's very sweet.
I think it's sweet, too.
You're recording, right? I just had a horrible feeling.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure, because sometimes I have premonitions and then I don't ask. And then when they're real, I'm like, I should have just asked when I thought that.
Yeah, why not?
You know?
Everybody, don't worry. I am recording.
Guys, she's fucking recording. Can you calm down?
I'm fucking recording. And I got a cheek kiss last night. That's what I got. And that's okay.
Maybe it's the start of something else.
Something new.
Something
different.
Something different.
This could
something
be the start
real
of something ain't new.
Something
it feels so right to be here
with you. Is that
and
from
now,
High School Musical?
Yes, which if anyone ever does ask me what was your first concert, if I were being honest, I would say High School Musical.
Is that true?
Yeah, and it's very sad.
High School Musical Live? How old were you?
I don't
like
know.
Like 20?
I was in high school. Stop. I was in high school. Relax.
My first concert, I was 7.
Yeah, see, but I'm not like a concert person.
I was 7. I wasn't a concert person. How would I be a concert person at age 7? I was like following Phish on tour at age 7.
Well, what did you see at 7?
Shania Twain.
What? Like how?
Let's go, girls.
Let's go, girls. No,
because
but I still
loved
don't get
Shania
it
Twain, and then my uncle and my aunt got me a ticket to Shania Twain for my birthday, and they
by
took
yourself
me.
They dropped off a 7-year-old.
Yeah, they dropped me off. I had floor seats. I had to get tall boys of Bud Light.
I got in the mosh pit. Obviously, I was light and
yeah,
went
the,
right up on
the
stage.
Shania Twain mosh pit.
You never know. Yeah.
I love Shania Twain, though. I would love to see her again.
Me too. That would be fun. That was like, I never got into a dance phase. Like, I literally was never a dancer. Like, as a girl, a lot of times you dance together. TikTok, it's dance. Like, girls dance. That's how they move. I never was a dancer, but I did only do one dance, like choreography, which was Shania Twain's Let's Go Girls. I had like a choreographed dance I did with two of my friends.
To Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Absolutely.
I had a choreographed dance with friends too. Destiny's Child Survivor.
Don't say that to me. You know I love Destiny's Child.
But pretty much my only role was to like get in and out of the dance on all fours, and then they would jump over me.
Okay, wait a sec.
Yeah, well, I couldn't do much of the moves.
Why? What? Of course you could.
So I would get, and then the girls would all do cartwheels with me as the base. That's... And then we lost the dance contest to this kid, Elijah, who asked to borrow our CD the day of the contest, because it was at summer camp. And we were like, yeah, of course. And he freestyled to Bootylicious, and he won.
How dare he?
And then we got in trouble because my friend went through the garbage to find the counselor's judging sheets.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
And was like, he didn't even fucking prepare.
Oh my God.
And they gave him 10s across the board. And we had two nines.
How dare.
I know. So,
from the Russian judges.
But I did win the how many marshmallows can you fit in your mouth contest.
See, it's a silver lining. That's also a big win.
Yeah, it's the same.
It's the same thing.
Dance contest, shoving 32 marshmallows in your 12-year-old mouth.
Listen, a talent is a talent is a talent.
What are you going to do?
My brother had a pull-up bar, like, on his door frame in his room, which is, like, ironic and funny because he was, like, also 8.
I was going to be like, I don't know why. How very masculine.
Yeah, it's not like he did it. But what I would do until my dad forced me to stop is I would, like, take a jump rope. I would then, I don't know how this happened, but I would, because also, please remember.
And pretend to hang myself from the.
Please remember, I was double the size of my big brother at the time. So I would take a jump rope, tie him, and I'd tie his arms up to the pull-up bar. And then I would, like, dress him up.
Wait, what? Like, you tied him against his will?
I mean, like, you know how you can go like this? Like, I'm doing air quotes, you guys. Like, against his will. Like, I think if my brother really didn't want me to tie him up, he wouldn't have allowed it.
Yeah, I think that also stands in a court of law.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, guys, if he didn't want to tie up those women, if the women didn't want to be tied up.
No. Listen, I know that I was saying, double his size.
Where he's like,
I know
oh,
what you're saying.
Stop. The...
Yeah, exactly. It was like a game. We would laugh a lot. Like, I would tickle. It was like I would tickle him because he was ticklish. I don't know if this was like a weird thing that I'll have to explore at some point in therapy, but I would then tie him up. And then me and my sister would like dress him up.
And then just leave
dresses.
Him there?
I mean, no, we would be there like hanging out and talking to him. And then it wasn't until my dad came down and would be like, what's happening?
No dresses on, boy.
Yeah, exactly. And that, but like, that was a really fun game we would play.
That sounds fun.
It was really fun, especially because I know I had this weird tube top dress that not only you could use, I used it sometimes, I wore it in my hair, like a big hair piece and or looked like a pink ponytail, and or you could put it up as a tube top dress.
I would use t-shirts as wigs.
Oh my God.
Because you know when
How
you like
inventive.
Are pulling off a t-shirt and then it like... The neck will.
Yes, I do know what
like,
you mean.
Like, I would like totally pretend that was my hair when I had any privacy because I also shared a room
and
with my little
around.
Brother. So I that couldn't like.
That is the part that's
explore.
Really hard.
I couldn't, like, you know.
That must have been so hard not having your own room. Like, I literally can't imagine. As somebody who had obviously beads on my door as well as my door in my room so that you were hit with bamboo and or like hanging stars when you entered. I was like, this is my private chamber where I'll be experimenting with everything inside.
I mean, the arguments and the things my brother and I would do to the fights about you're on my side.
Oh God, I can't imagine.
Like, we always had separate sides of the room that were obviously imaginary, and then like he would be like, you stepped over my side.
Oh my God.
And then we would get in like a fight. Sometimes I would hang out in the attic.
Oh my God.
To like, because it felt just like
have your own space.
Yeah Isn't that funny?
That is funny. I don't know if I told you, my sister had like sleep anxiety.
What does that mean? Just everything? Okay. That's like, who doesn't?
I know. So my sister had all this stress about, this is like kind of, this is very funny actually, but also traumatic for her. So, and me honestly, but so my sister would have trouble sleeping. So she would like talk about sleeping all the time. She would be like, how many hours a night do you sleep? And I'd always be like one or two, like, you don't need that many hours to sleep. She'd be like, oh, okay, cool. Like, she'd just be asking questions. She's like, how long does it take you to fall asleep? I'd be like, depends. Sometimes 6 hours, sometimes 6 minutes. Like, it really just depends on the night. But like, and she'd ask me this all the time, every day, constantly. And then my room was right next to her room. And the rule in my house was if it was past 2 a.m., my sister could wake up my dad. If she couldn't sleep. But before 2 a.m., I think I was on duty unofficially. So my
what
sister did,
what happened after 2 a.m.?
She was allowed to wake up my dad.
And then what?
I don't know. Like, talk to him or like...
Oh, he's like, and then we'll give her one of my fucking sleeping pills.
A sip of whiskey. So my sister would come to my door and just be like, Jesse... Jesse. And I'd be like, what? And then she'd be like, are you asleep? And I'd be like, no, girl, I'm awake. She'd be like, oh, okay. And leave. She would just wake me up to ask me if I was asleep. And then I'd be like, no, girl, I'm awake. And then she'd be like, okay, cool. And go back to sleep. And then what's funny is, my sister had scoliosis at one point, and at one point, I mean, I think you have it forever, but
yeah,
she had to wear this. She had to wear this brace to go to sleep, where like, you know, I don't know, despicable me, but you know how there's a lot of shadow figures.
Yeah.
So I want you just to imagine my sister like fully to the side. Okay. And so sometimes my brother and I would be like talking to each other in the hallway, like, cause we had like a hallway, the kids, my sister was in the middle, my brother, and then I was on the end. And so we would be talking, and then like all of a sudden her door would fly open, and like from the darkness, you would see this shadow, and she'd be like, stop talking, I'm getting ready for sleep. And like, it was just so funny. And also,
I'm
like,
getting ready for sleep.
Yeah.
What is?
Because you can't disrupt her sleep.
What did she do can wake to get you up. Ready for sleep?
It was like very. There could be no stress around sleep. You know what I'm saying? There could be no like. If the talking obviously was stressing her out, she was like, kapash it.
I feel like that's how I sleep now. I'm like,
yeah.
I couldn't fall asleep until like 3 o'clock in the morning last night.
Why?
I don't know. I was just lying here looking at my phone, watching.
That's the problem.
But like, I'm like trying to sleep, but you know, it's and then I woke up and I went to boxing.
Do you want to know the trick to fall asleep?
Pills.
This works for me every fucking time. Okay? If I actually want to fall asleep, I turn everything off. I open a book. Within 2 pages, the bitch is out. I can't read literally a page. I'll be like, I'm not going to make it through the dedication.
The issue is, how do you turn the light off?
What light?
Like in the room.
I mean, normally I truly start reading on the first page. I'll be like, I can't keep my eyes open. Lights off, book closed, good night.
See, I'll get like that. And then I'm like, time for bed. Okay, I'm so tired. And then the second I do that, I'm like, okay, it's not happening. And
then,
now I'm back
then
awake.
Light back on, book back open.
Yeah, that's what I do, bitch.
It will. Are you really reading a book?
I've done it.
I don't believe you.
I've read a book in the past.
Okay, but not recently when you've been having trouble sleeping.
In my lifetime, I've read a book.
Reading is the most exhausting activity that exists, okay?
You're also dyslexic.
I understand. I do have weak eyes, and I do think that could be part of it for me, because I'm like, let me explain to you.
Because you're like, I would rather just be asleep than try to read.
I would rather die. My parents, when I was younger, they were like, you have to read 30 minutes a day, which was my literal hell. And so I would be in my room and I would actually just pretend to read, because that was less energy and less painful than fully reading. Because my parents would like come down and check. You know what I mean?
Isn't it crazy?
My dad would be like, are you reading? And I'd be like,
yes.
I'm acting. So yes.
The book is so good.
It's so good. I love the characters that exist in the world within my book.
My book.
They're like, what's it called? I'm like, what?
I have a question.
I have an answer.
Since it is July.
It is.
So we're halfway to Christmas. You know, Christmas in July is a very popular thing these days.
It's so popular.
So are you ready to do?
Yes.
A Hallmark.
Let's fucking do it.
You guys, ho, ho, ho. It's time for...
The Hallmark Movie of the Week.
Okay. Do you want to start or shall I start?
You better start it.
Okay, bitch.
Here we go.
We open on a high-powered...
Yes.
So she's a high-powered...
Okay.
She's high-powered.
Absolutely. We know the power is high.
A high-powered zoo owner.
Wow!
Okay.
Absolutely.
She owns the Central Park Zoo.
Maybe you've heard of it.
And she loves animals. She's a zoologist by trade.
Ugh.
Her name is Buffy.
Oh my God, of course it is.
Buffy flares.
Yes.
And she's owned the zoo for like 10 years, okay?
At least,
And slowly the animals, because of global warming and stuff...
Oh, no.
...have been, you know, falling by the wayside. And she gets told that they say... Okay, so she gets called into a meeting. Okay. And the meeting is, of course, with her business partner.
Absolutely.
Lionel.
That's a great name. Now, if I had said Lionel, you would have been angry, but I'm happy that you can say Lionel.
Lionel is the name.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you know, I weirdly went with Lionel because I knew that you would like that name.
Thank you. I do like that name.
And so, yeah, Lionel. And she sits into the meeting and she's like, Lionel, I just don't know what to do, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, I have bad news for you.
Oh, no.
As you know, it's December 1st.
Correct.
And what keeps our doors open? What pays the bills?
What?
The reindeer exhibit.
Of course.
And I say, oh, my God.
What?
I have some bad news.
What is it?
The reindeer people said that we can't have the reindeer this year.
Why?
And you say, wait, what the fuck? We have a deal. I don't keep reindeer here because they, for whatever reason, don't think the reindeer should come down. But they come just for the month of December.
Just December.
And I say, yeah, I don't fucking know. Okay? It's not up to me.
Ugh.
And you say, there's got to be something we can do, Lionel. And I'm like, yeah. Well, yeah, close the doors. And you're like, what the fuck? We're not closing the doors. And no. And I'm like, well, there is one thing. The owner of the reindeer farm.
Okay.
The owner of the reindeer farm is a very traditional guy.
Of course.
And he doesn't trust us because he's never met us in real life. So
okay.
If we go up to the reindeer farm, there's a chance
we have to go to him.
We okay. can convince him to let us take the reindeer back for the month.
Where is this guy located? Are we talking?
It looks like a small. It's in Alaska.
Of course, it's in Alaska.
It's in Love, Alaska.
Love, Alaska.
I know. What a fucking stupid name, huh?
How dumb. Okay.
So we have to go. We have to take the flight from here. We have to go New York to LA, then LA to Anchorage, and then from Anchorage we take a bush plane.
Jesus Christ. Knock me out.
To the Love Airport, and then apparently someone's gonna meet us at the airport and take us to the farm. So, you know, I hope you got your fucking granola bars in your bag, because wheels up in 30.
Okay, well, Lionel, you're coming too. And also, this is going to be a nightmare, but we have to do it. We have to have the reindeer. That's how we stay afloat.
It's how we make the money.
That's what I'm saying.
So
let's go.
Let's go. Do you want to take over?
Okay. Yeah. So a montage of airport security, of magazines, of overpriced water, of, you know, delays, et cetera, et cetera. We both start out looking stunning. Towards the end of the montage, less so. Our hair is a wreck. I break a heel, so I had to break the other heel. I'm doing the old tradish, which is like, now her flats, her heels are flats. She's hobbling.
She's hobbling.
She's livid. Her bag is lost. You better believe both of our bags are lost.
I'm cold. We're dressed inappropriately.
Freezing. We did not think about it. We left our sweater in LA. Like, it's a whole thing. So here we are, bagless, braless, heelless, you know, hopeless. Hair. Hopeless. Coming down the escalator. And, you know, we're looking for what I would consider a sign. We're looking for a car. We're looking for anything.
And we're used to obviously traveling with limousines that say,
right,
you know, our names on them.
So no one's there. We go. We sit outside. Okay. I'm like, I sit on this bench. I'm just like, fuck this. Fuck this town. Fuck this place. My pantyhose are ripped. I might as well just take them off. I start fully ripping and taking off my pantyhose. You also just say, screw it all, and down a bottle of pills. We don't even know what the pills are. We just know that you've downed them. And then all of a sudden, like, I didn't even notice there was a man sitting on the bench with us.
There was.
I didn't even notice. And I'm like, sorry. And he's like, let me guess. Buffy and Lionel.
Yeah.
And you're like, these drugs are working. And I'm like, this isn't a mirage. This man is real. And he stands up. And Chris, when he stands up, all of a sudden, I'm like, my heels are off, but I think my balance is, I feel like maybe everything's off
because of the heels.
The heels, I think, because all of a sudden, when he stands, he has risen. And he has risen. His chest is approximately now a little above my brow, if you will.
And you're seated.
I'm standing.
You're standing and his chest is above your brow?
That's what I'm saying.
Are you sure?
It's like chest-ish.
Maybe it's more like shoulders.
It's like shoulders.
It's like chest to shoulder.
Maybe his chest is perfect for a nipple suckle. Like the mouth is by the nipple.
Well, I guess maybe.
The shoulder is by the head.
Where does he come to on me?
Yeah, for you, he, you know, his.
His chin is about at my nose.
Exactly.
Okay. And what's the circumference of his brain?
Well, his brain, he has this gorgeous, like, dark hair, kind of like thick beard. So his brain is also that of like a 6-inch circumference.
A, A 6-inch circumference.
Maybe 8 to 10.
Maybe a bit more than that. I would guess probably like in the 20s.
What's the average? Oh, God. Okay. Forget it. Forget what I said. Maybe well, I meant radius.
My neck circumference is 17 inches, I think.
Okay. So what I said before...
Well, I do have a fat neck, so...
Forget what I said about the head part.
He's a tall man is what I'm gathering.
That's what I'm saying. He's a good 6'2", 6'3".
Okay, wow. Okay. I've heard of
it. You know what I'm saying? So I, all this, and we're both, whoa, and he knows our, and he's like, hi, I'm Randy Love. That's his name, Randy Love.
Randy Love.
Randy Love of Love, Alaska. And he's like, you're coming to stay with me to meet the reindeer, etc. And we're like, okay.
And I'm like, he's oh, like, so do you own the reindeer? Are you the...
He's like, yeah, I do.
Oh, well, it's nice to meet you, Randall.
Nice to meet you as well. Where are your bags? And then we're like,
we don't fucking
funny
know.
Story. We don't fucking know where our bags are. Probably dead and gone at this
probably
point.
Probably somewhere like, over Canada.
Exactly. And he's like, okay, don't worry. We'll figure that out. Let's get you to... to bed, you must be exhausted. And we truly are. So we get to his house, which is a gorgeous
I'm like,
house.
I haven't slept in a week. And he's like, okay, what? I thought your flight left yesterday. And I was like, it did.
Yeah. You're like, please don't pry into my personal life. So then we get there and all of a sudden, there we get to the rooms. He's like, dinner will be in 20 minutes. We're in an adjacent room with a Jack and Jill bathroom. And I'm like, listen to me. I don't even want to go to dinner. I just want to pass out. But then he's like, you got to come. What's, so we come.
What do we eat the reindeer? What's for dinner?
Oh, my God. No, of course, I don't think. No, he loves the reindeer. He wouldn't eat them. We get down to dinner. And there is
a cook.
A gorgeous a spread. There is a chef. I was gonna say there is a chef. He has a chef, which is his best friend from childhood. His name is Casey, which is a cute little name, Casey. And so Casey's like, what you'll see in front of you is lamb chop, pork chop, a little bit of potato.
It's pork chop.
There's a lamb chop and a pork chop. And then there's a cauliflower mashed potato sort of dish. There's that sweet potato dish with marshmallows
there's
on the top.
There's a cauliflower mashed potato dish and a sweet potato dish?
Yeah.
And lamb chops and pork chops?
So what we find out is he's auditioning.
Am I going to the electric chair?
He's auditioning for what to cook for the town Christmas
festival talent show the pie contest,
and so
the pie contest.
There's also a pie contest.
The
so
food
he's
contest.
Like,
it's just a general food contest.
It's a food contest for food. So that's why he's like, I need to know if the pork chop is better than the lamb chop. I need to know if the cauliflower mash is better than the sweet potato marshmallow thing. And I also got a cherry pie. I got an apple pie. I've got, you know, string beans, and then I've got a pea dish. You know what I'm saying? And you and I are both, you know, luckily almost professional eaters, but also
overwhelmed
by the choices.
I haven't had anything but black coffee and cigarettes for 6 days.
Yeah. So he's like, well, then you're going to love this. So we all sit down, and all of a sudden, you know, we notice that he's kind of watching us, and we're like, sorry, I don't do well under pressure. Like, can I give a review at the end? And he's like,
I'm like,
oh,
is there
okay.
like a comment card or something?
And he's like, are you afraid to tell me your comments to my face?
Yes.
And he's like, well, I can take it.
Okay. Well, the pork chop is dry.
Okay. He's like, bullshit. Continue.
Oh, okay. So when you said that you wanted feedback, you meant only if it's positive.
Only if it's accurate.
Okay. Well, it's a dry pork chop. The internal temperature of this pork chop is 182 degrees, which is about 22 degrees too high for the interior of a pork chop. So it is objectively.
He's like, I'm Casey, and who are you?
I'm Lionel
Libido.
Yeah, I'm Lionel Libido. LIBIDEAU. It's French.
Oh, wow. Well, how do you do? I'm Casey Porkchop. Now.
That's ironic. And the lamb is pretty good. It could use an herb crust, I would say. I know you said that this is an herb crust, but I'm only really tasting thyme. Maybe some tarragon, even some paprika could really liven this up. The string beans are fine. I would cut off the ends. It's going the extra mile if it's a contest after all. The mashed potatoes with the cauliflower I don't think is necessary. We should just do the cauliflower and add less dairy because it's already a little too creamy. And then the sweet potato with the marshmallow, I suggest we take out the marshmallow, add some brown sugar. let's level up a little bit. Just because we're in Alaska doesn't mean we have to eat like we are.
And he's
and then I turn to you and I'm like, I've never cooked anything before.
And he's like, wow, those are some really great tips. I'd love to incorporate them and have you try my dishes tomorrow night.
And I look at you and I'm like, are we still going to be here?
And I give you a wink. I'm like, get it.
And I'm like, get, he's not. Get I don't it. Think he's.
What?
You know.
And Casey's like, gay?
Yeah. Well, no.
And then he was like, hold on, let me bring out my final dish. And he brings out a fruitcake. And he says, I am as fruity as they come.
And I'm like, ha ha ha, a fruitcake? Really? That's the big final dish?
Well, no, it was more just
for the,
you know,
for the bit.
For the zinger. But the fruitcake is actually remarkable and very good. And people love fruitcake around the holidays. And I don't know why, because I personally find it boring and insane.
Same.
But a lot of people like fruitcake. So we're like, oh, that's fun. And so he's like, tomorrow night I'll make those changes. I'd love to cook dinner for you. I know that tomorrow you have a busy day. You're going to be meeting the reindeer, talking about the farm, etc. But afterwards, I'd love that.
Yeah. And I don't know that I actually will be meeting the reindeer. That's more of a
Buffy
thing. I'm more of the business side. So, and then all of a sudden, the guy whose name was
Randall. Casey?
The other one.
Randall.
Randall. Randall is like, I think Buffy and I will be fine going out to see the farm by ourselves. And I'm like,
And I'm like, why did I pay for a ticket for him to come out here if he's not even going to help me?
And I was like, I told you the email was explicit. Did not say I had to go.
Whatever.
You told me I had to come.
I need moral support.
And then Randall's like, oh, so you two aren't together? And I'm like, no. And they're like, and I'm like, no. I'm, how do you say? And you're like, a faggot. And I was like, duh, Buffy.
Wow. Yeah. Well, and I guess I was tired.
And I'm like, sorry, we're from New York.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, that's fine. My brother's actually gay as well as my best friend, who is my cook. So I am actually very open-minded for a small town Alaskan.
And I love that.
And I'm like, I love that. And this place is beautiful.
Yeah.
And he's like, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And it's just been so uncomfortable that I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go find my room. And then
it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, because he's like trying to flirt with you, but we're all there.
Tensions are high. Okay, got it.
Like, this is uncomfortable. I'm gonna see myself out. And then you're like, I should go. And I was like, you must be so hungry. She eats so slow. She has to sit and chew every bite 36 times. And then I wink at you, and I walk, and I leave. And then you guys are sitting there, and he's like, so, have you been a zoologist long?
Over 10 years, a little over 10 years, if you can believe it.
Wow.
Which a lot of people can't. Yeah.
What's your favorite animal?
Reindeer. When we can have them for a month.
Oh, you don't have to just say that. I know that.
No, they really keep my zoo afloat financially.
That's all.
You know, and they lift everyone's spirits.
I know. It's such a shame that they only get 1 month a year. They're clinically depressed the rest of the year.
Oh.
It's so sad for them. I wish we could get people to love the reindeer all year round. Because honestly, I don't know how many more years I'm going to be able to sustain the farm with only events in December. It costs so much to get the reindeer there and back. That's why I really can't do it this year. But, you know, people used to come up here and visit my reindeer farm all year round.
Wow. Just because it's really kind of out of the way, like hard to get to, I found. But,
well, it's a nice village.
Yeah,
we have a quaint. It's a quaint village. We also have a nice like a roller skating rink inside.
Oh, well, that's fun.
There's a lot of things, but yeah, there's not a lot. There's not a lot left to keep the town afloat, other than you know, getting more tourists here.
Right. And I know we're not talking business, but if I were to bring up business, I would say it sounds like, you know, normally we do a 1 month rental. If I did like a 6 month, you know, like a Christmas in July type thing, and then just get the pump up ready with the reindeer, like maybe that would be better fiscally for you. And I could also make it.
Well, the reindeer can't sustain for that long. They can't live July in New York.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
It's a little weather-wise not the best for them.
Yep. Okay.
I know you have a lot of experience in event planning, and you're from the big city, and you probably don't want to work in a town like this, but I was thinking we could open sort of like a North Pole thing, and people could visit up here.
Mm.
That's what we used to do years past. My parents actually used to dress up as Santa and Mrs. Claus, and it was
cute.
It was cute. That was my first real view of love.
Oh, wow.
They both died tragically in a sleigh riding accident.
God, that's terrible.
Yeah. Reindeer what can't fly. I'll tell you that.
Oh, sure.
I'll tell you that. And so will mom and dad.
Oh, it's good you have a humor.
I'm kidding. It was a car accident.
Oh,
but good. Yeah. Laughter is the best medicine, you know?
That's what they say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we should probably table this for tomorrow. I just don't know if I could move here. You know, I've got the zoo.
Totally.
Absolutely.
And then you guys both stand up at the same time, and awkwardly by accident, his lips touch your forehead.
How dare he?
As you're standing, and he's like, "Oh my God, I'm sorry." And you're like, "Don't be. I mean." And he's like, "Oh." And you're like, and he's like, okay.
This is a PSA. I don't know if this is true. This is a PSA. I have a question. Is my heart directly linked to my forehead? And why is it that if a man does kiss my forehead, I am in love with him? This is a timeout. And I'm like, why? Why does this happen to me? Also, why are people giving out forehead kisses for anything less than an emergency contact? I can't be trading that. I can't do it.
It's nurturing.
It's too much.
Okay, so you take over.
Okay, so I'm set off. Because I'm like, okay, you know what? I think it's time for me to retire to bed. Tomorrow we'll do the whole tour of the thing, and we'll talk about the stuff and all the other things that are happening. Good. And I'm moving quickly because there's that tension in the air, because he did graze my forehead and now my heart is literally open on the table. And he's like, did I make her uncomfortable? But also, did I wake her up sexually? So there's that tension, that sort of feeling. And I'm walking backwards, talking my head up the stairs, like, perfect, we'll leave at whatever time. I don't have any clothes. Don't worry about that necessarily. But are there clothes that we could wear? We don't have luggage. He's like, I'll figure that out. And I'm like, amazing, great, great, great. I salute him good night, which is how you know I'm really uncomfortable.
And are you from a military family
background? Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, in a way.
So you are, or you're not?
A lot of my family has seen a lot of military movies and documentaries. And so,
and then I come out of my drone. I'm like, oh my God, go to bed. Yeah. I can't listen to this anymore.
Yeah. And so then I'm like, good night. And then we close the door. Luckily, we have that Jack and Jill bathroom. And I go slamming through to the bathroom, to your room. And I go, Lionel.
And I'm like, what? I'm sexting.
Oh, okay. Well, could you put a pause on it? He kissed my forehead.
Oh, are you sure it was on purpose?
I don't think it was on purpose, but it awoke something inside of me and I'm really upset.
Okay. Are you like into it?
I don't know. I don't think it's fair or right, because when someone touches my forehead, I immediately fall in love.
Yeah, but I don't think it was on purpose.
Okay, don't be rude.
No, I mean, like, I just, as someone who I think kind of, like, it did happen, so I understand right. why you're starting to have a change of heart. That's exactly probably what the purpose was, but I don't think you should read right. too into it, because you have to go to the reindeer farm tomorrow.
No, you're right. Okay, gosh, thank you for talking sense into me. He said he's going to leave clothes out for us tomorrow morning, since we don't have our luggage, so I don't know what that's going to look like, but good luck to us. So we wake up and there are two massive flannel shirts. And for me, maybe like...
that is honestly, for you.
Sorry. So you, and then like jeans for you.
So you got a flannel shirt and I got jeans and that's it?
And a flannel. There's two flannels. And so... Oh, okay. I belt my flannel because it's so big on me that it's like a cute little dress.
And we walk out and I'm like, oh, I forgot. I don't have to leave the fucking house. I'm just here to cook.
That's right.
So, and then Casey's like, yeah, good morning. Do you want to help me with whatever? And I'm like, I would love to help you with that. And then Randall is like, okay, let's go outside. To you.
Okay.
He's like, we have to go meet the reindeer.
Yes. And so I'm wearing this like cute little plaid shirt with a belt and we walk outside and I'm like, fuck me. I need pants immediately because I tried to look cute and then the weather is absolutely, it hurts. So I go back in, I put on whatever pants that I find and a massive jacket. So the cuteness is gone. I'm just in a big coat. I'm a big coat. Next to a man who's wearing a coat. That's just visually see that. Okay, walking. And we're walking. I'm like, gosh, it's far. Maybe we should have driven. He's like, you can't drive in these parts. And I'm like, okay, amazing. It is cold out. And then he's like, okay, we just have to sit and wait here. I'm like, sit and wait here. He's like, yeah, the reindeer will know we're here and they'll come once they know it's calm and safe. And I'm like, oh, okay, we don't keep them in like a barn like thing or
and he's something like that. No, they live free up here.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Oh, I love that for you guys. So he's like, all right, so we just have to sit in silence and wait. And I'm like, ooh, silence. That's deafening.
And you guys sit and all you can hear is me and the other homos laughter.
Casey. Oh, my God.
And we're just giggling and laughing and yeah. having fun. And cooking and cooking.
We cut to that. And so you guys are laughing because you forgot to preheat the oven. You silly little goof. And now you're making the pie crust and you're kneading it. He's like, no, knead it like this. And you're like, okay.
And he's like, wait, the flour feels weird. I'm like, that's because it's cocaine.
And he's like, okay, wait, we're putting cocaine in the crust?
It's just a joke.
Oh, he laughs. We laugh. You guys can't stop laughing. And so then he's kneading the pie, and then he kind of comes up behind you to knead the pie with you. And then Casey's like, I'm sorry, you've never cooked before?
And I'm like, no, I mean, I've watched a lot of cooking shows and yeah, I'm so, you know, when I'm lonely, I tend to cook. So, I mean, I tend to watch cooking shows.
Oh, okay. Got it.
You got it.
Are you lonely in New York?
Yeah. Who isn't?
Yeah, no, I don't know, because there's just so many gays in New York that I would think that you were just gallivanting around, kind of.
No, yeah, they are not into fatties. So is there a big dating scene on the reindeer farm?
Well, that's the thing. So there's really, I was with his best friend. I'm his best friend. I was with his brother. And then we broke up a few years ago. And,
Wait, back it up. You used to date the guy who lived here's brother?
Remember how Randall was like, my brother is gay and my best friend is gay?
You guys dated?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We were the only gay people here.
Okay. Interesting.
And also he's... Okay, I hope that doesn't... It was a few years ago is what I'm saying, but since then I haven't really... put myself out there, kind of.
No, I'm not a jealous person at all. I'm sure when he stops over here at the B&B when he's visiting, that everything stays completely hunky-dory.
It really does. He's married now.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay, wait. I feel like the tone changed. Have you been hurt before?
Yeah, I've been cheated on by a guy who dated a fucking his friend's brother.
Okay, that I feel like that's what this is coming from. That, and rest assured, we are friends now.
Yeah, well, we'll see how long that stays. And then don't make that face, okay? If you want to be with a big bitch, you're gonna. you're gonna have to lose your friend, sorry. And then outside you guys are talking and the reindeer have approached and it's the most beautiful and serene thing you've ever seen.
Oh my god. And there's something really romantic and like intimate about having to sit in silence with somebody.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I mean?
And the reindeer come up and they're eating out of your hands.
So cute.
And it goes on. We watch, I mean, it's like hours. We see the timing going by and then it cuts.
Okay.
It cuts to you and him and the reindeer we're feeding the reindeer now. So we're allowed to talk a little bit.
Yeah.
And he's like, God, it kills me to have to get them and move them to the city. They're so depressed for like 6 months when they come back. And you're like, yeah, the city will do it to you.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I just wish that I can make things work out here. And you're like thinking about, you're like, oh God, I can't really do this right now, you know? And then you get a text message and you look and it's like news alert. Something terrible happens in the city and you're like, oh, another day, another disaster.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's why I just like living up here. And then he's like, sorry about kissing your forehead last night. I shouldn't have done that. And you're like, wait, so that was on purpose?
Okay, so wait.
And he's like, yeah, I'm sorry. I just saw your forehead and I couldn't not kiss it. It was attached to such a petite little body that I had to do it.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
I have the effect on people.
And he's looking at you, you're looking at him. And then a reindeer, at the same time, a reindeer behind you and a reindeer behind him hit you with their antlers a little bit, nudge you together. Okay.
Okay.
And you're like, oh my God, I think they're trying to tell us something. And he's like, yeah, these are the love reindeer. And you're like,
in Love, Alaska with Randall Love?
And then and then you guys kiss.
Oh my God, we kiss, don't we?
And then you kiss. And then you come back into the kitchen.
Okay.
and there's flour everywhere. And me and Casey are fucking on the table.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I'm like, we already finished everything. We're going to win the pie contest. Don't worry. And you're like,
yeah.
Can I talk to you for a minute? And we go upstairs and you're like, I'm going to say something crazy. And I'm like, I'm going to say something crazier. And you're like, okay, on the count of three. One, yeah. Two, three. I want to move here.
I think we should move here.
That's crazy.
That's really weird that you said that.
Wait, are you having a romantic connection with that gay guy?
He's not gay.
Oh, well, look at me. I just assumed because he was friends with the other one.
Yeah. Oh, okay. No, but yours, is he straight?
No, he's gay.
That's what I thought. Okay, so the forehead kiss was on purpose. I knew it.
Oh, my God. I thought you were just going crazy again.
I know you did, but I didn't. And then we did real kiss. And let me explain to you. You know when a guy uses his tongue in the perfect amount
of, yes.
Of a way? And so that happened. And now I am hooked. Hooked on phonics worked for me.
What about the zoo?
Okay. This is my problem with love. I sometimes forget about responsibility and the zoo. So the zoo, I don't know. I mean, what is Central Park without a zoo? Like,
well,
what are we
going to
do?
Now that I've seen these animals living freely, I feel like the animals in the zoo must be fucking goddamn miserable.
Yeah.
So what if we brought them here, added them to the attraction, and it was like a North Pole zoo?
A North Pole Wonderland. We'll have to build a dome for the animals that can't, you know, live in the elements, because it is freezing outside, and I just look like a giant coat right now. I don't even know how he thought that was attractive when he can't even see my body. Well, he loves my forehead. He's really into the forehead. Anyhow, I have a small petite forehead, one of the smallest foreheads you'll ever see.
Oh my God, do we have to talk about this all the time?
I'm sorry. It's just like my only feature that I'm really like, I feel great about. But so we'll build a dome for the animals that can't, you know, live in the elements. And then the other animals, like the reindeer, can be a part of like the welcoming and like the outside part. And like, it can be this whole thing. And then you're right. I mean, animals shouldn't be kept in captivity. They should be living freely. And the dome could be, obviously, I don't know when Alaska's warm. Is it often? Not
about
too
3 months a year, depending on what part of Alaska. And it doesn't even get that warm. But they'll do fine. I think the bears will be fine. That's a natural climate for them. Yeah. I mean, most of the mammals will be okay. I think we can maybe just sell the reptile exhibit
to the
Bronx Zoo. And then I was thinking we could open like a North Pole restaurant, and the head chef could be
Casey
and I could guide him, because, you know, he's not all the way there, but he's getting there.
Yeah, you're so good at helping.
What do you think? Is this crazy?
I think that's what we have. No, I think it's perfect.
And I'm like, they're going to think we're nuts.
And I'm like, probably.
And then we hear them. Then we hear at the same time.
Yeah, we hear 1, 2, 3. What if we ask them to move here?
And I'm like, wait, I think I heard something. But then we open the door.
Yeah.
And at the same time, they drop to their one knee.
You stop it right now.
And we both say at the same time,
what?
And they're like, we could hear you talking.
We could hear you talking.
And we would be remiss if we didn't say, you're the most gorgeous people we've ever seen, inside and out. And
I'll say, stop it. You had me at remiss.
And I say, you had me at hello. And then he's like, I loved that movie. And I'm like, what movie?
What movie?
And then you pull him aside and you're like, if it's going to work out, you just have to go with what he says sometimes.
Yeah, just don't kind of question stuff. He hates that.
And then I'm like, should we? And you're like, I think we should.
And we both
say at the same time, I do.
Yeah, I do.
And then they are like so excited. They lift us up because they're both very strong.
Oh my God. I love that.
They lift us up and then they lift us up and we, they lift us up to the ceiling. We like hit our head a little bit.
Yeah. Your head is grazing because Casey, I hate to say, is, I mean, even taller than Randall.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah. So we do hit our heads and then,
yeah.
But hitting our heads, our year passes. Okay.
Okay.
And so then they lower us back down.
Yeah.
And it's been a
year.
We're
in wedding gowns.
And we're in wedding gowns. And do you want to take it home?
We're in wedding gowns and we both are like, we did it. And we celebrate. We go down the stairs and there's a ton of people and a huge spread and cake. And then we see all the animals. Because the zoo is open and there's all these, there's the restaurant that's open that you and Casey are running. And Casey is like, there's a cake. He's like, try the cherry pie. It's like cocaine. And he winks at you.
And I'm like, I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, you don't have
and
to.
And then I
you
wink even harder.
Present.
And I'm like, single-handedly, well, Alaska already has pretty bad drug problems. So
yeah,
that's a different movie.
That's a different movie. And then Randall's like, get over here. That forehead of yours, I'm just going to make sure it's safe forever. And I start weeping.
And I'm like, stop sucking on her forehead. She looks like fucking, I think it's swelling. And then that's the end.
That's the end. And the reindeer push in together the title of the movie, which is, which is Love in Love.
Yeah, it's a terrible name, but it is the name.
Okay, I thought it was kind of cute.
Love in Love?
Love in Love.
It sounds like a gay porn.
It is.
Okay, that was beautiful.
I love that.
I do want Love in Love.
Me too. I actually really do want
that. But I can't have that.
Right now.
But you know what we can have, guys? What? We can have you writing reviews. We can have you rating, reviewing, subscribing, joining Stuck in the Middle on Facebook, joining the Patreon, patreon.com/middleandchildren. And of course, we have some exciting news coming up. I know we keep saying that, but we actually do. And most importantly,
yes.
Until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.